In Christian religion, we often use archaic words that can sometimes mask what we mean. The theme of today's sermon on Palm Sunday is, what does it mean to give glory to God and to worship God? It's simple. It's not complicated, although it may be difficult at times. Because at the end of the sermon, when I remind you of this, there is no other way to worship God, to give Him glory, either than to take care of yourself and to take care of your neighbor. Jesus said it well. What is the core of the sacred scriptures? Love God, love your neighbor. There is no other way. However, there is a temptation to have what I call surrogate faith, to give God substitutions. There was once a movie that had a scene of a man who was drowning in the ocean, and he was flailing around, swimming toward shore, but his situation looked hopeless. And he said, God, I will give you 100% of what I have, my life, my property, everything, just save my life. And as he swam closer and closer and some hope came on the horizon, he said, God, I'll give you 90%. And you can see where this is going. By the time he got to shore, he said, well, you know, I was just kidding. The 49ers in California, when the gold strike happened, said, never confuse money with love. Never confuse money with love. Because there was so much money, people didn't know who their friends were. People didn't know who to trust. And money simply clouded the situation. So we are often afraid to give ourselves to God. So we say, well, I give money to the church. I give money to charities. This surrogate giving is not necessarily worship and giving glory to God. Sometimes we give God our pain and confuse it with repentance. We say, well, I'm suffering this, and I give it to God. It is easy to suffer. It is difficult to choose things that will change my life. Everyone has this difficult situation every day of our lives to choose to be a better person. And we often say that the goal of repentance is a better person, but the motivation is not simply sorrow. The motivation is love. I love you enough to try. I love my God enough to try. I love myself enough to try one more time to become a better person. And this last point, sometimes we give God our prayer and we confuse it with repentance. I prayed 20 rosaries. I spent an hour in prayer. I went to 3 liturgies. I spend a lot of time in church. But did you give your heart to God? Did you respect and honor your neighbor? Prayer can be confused with true worship when it is separated from the human heart. The Lord said it through the prophet, these people worship me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. There will come a day, the prophet says, when I will write my law on the fleshy tablets of their heart, and then I will be their God, and they will be my people. On this altar, as in the altars of the Old Testament, there is a sacrifice. The sacrifice is twofold. It is our Lord Jesus Christ giving himself for us, and he is asking us to sacrifice our lives for him and for each other. That is why in the liturgy we often repeat, let us give ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God. So what is true worship? And how do you give glory to God? There can be no surrogacy. Nothing can substitute you and me saying, above all, I give myself to take care and to love my brother and sister and take care and love myself. This is how I give glory to God. It is both very simple and very difficult. And we should ask the question, am I substituting things and actions for giving myself to my God and to my neighbor? So, glory to God, worship God. It can happen until your heart and your mind is sacrificed to your neighbor and to your God. Slava Isusu Christu.